You're listening to SBS News.
There was a rainbow above Genoa, spanning the width of the Polcevera Valley, where a newly built bridge, which does the same, is restoring the link that had been severed in one of Italy's worst civil disasters. Renzo Piano is the architect who's designed the new St. George Bridge.
Today is a very emotional day. I need to try and find the words. Because this bridge was born from tragedy and grief, and tragedy and grief cannot be forgotten. They can't be forgotten, tragedy and grief have to be processed. They continue to be trapped in our souls. There is nothing we can do about it.
Emanuele Bellasio, Pinerolo, Francesco Bello.
A minute's silence was observed and the names of the victims read, but the majority of their family members chose not to attend. Instead, they met privately with the Italian president to express their anger at the government. Egli Possetti represents the families of the victims.
It could have been built earlier, before tragedy occurred. Because if you see a bridge in bad shape, you demolish it and build a new one.
43 people were killed when a large section of the Morandi Bridge came crashing down onto densely populated apartments below it in the August of 2018. The tragedy exposed the dire state of Italy's aging road network. An investigation into the collapse is due to finish by the end of the year, which could lead to criminal charges against the private road operator and the individuals responsible for inspecting the structure. The new bridge has been built quickly. It contains electronic sensors that will constantly monitor the structure and the load it carries, and it's been tested in a very public manner in an attempt to reassure the community that it, unlike the bridge it replaced, is safe. Sergio Avesi is a local resident.
The only thing that I hope, like for every other piece of infrastructure, is that they will now carry out good maintenance work on it. For me, this is the most important thing. They should do it in respect for those who have lost their lives here.
Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte described the opening of the new kilometre-long bridge as a symbol of a new Italy rising up again, but he acknowledged the grief still felt.
We are not here just to cut a ribbon. It is not easy to simply celebrate, because the pain caused by the tragedy that happened here is too deep, too tangible.
The new bridge is proof that Italy's crumbling infrastructure can be replaced, but the memorials beneath it are a reminder of why doing so is now a matter of urgency. Alan Lee, SBS News.